As you know, in Mexico, we are 100 or 99% Christian Catholic people. I come from a very traditional place, which is Puebla in the south of Mexico. So I was basically raised up by my grandpas and my mothers, back and forward. And they made me believe in Christianity since I was a child. Later on, when I was 23 years old, then I met my husband. So we went on with the marriage, and after 3 years later, I got pregnant with my daughter. At that time, I said, I have to raise up this child in my faith, the true faith. What I believe is what true faith, because I did not know anything else than Christianity. So at the time that Fatma was growing up, I was teaching her my religion. Of course, it was behind my husband's back, but I had no choice. Like in the morning, at night, when he was at work, I would bring him my Bible. I would just read a passage, regardless whether I understand it or not. I'll bring up my cross, and I said, Fatma, no, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and this whole thing. And now we're going to ask him, and we're going to ask him to take care of you, and so on. And so she was believing in it. I made sure that she was being raised as Christian, and I warned her, don't let my husband's family know about it. And I remember every night I'll bring my cross, my Bible, and every prayer that I had. Fatma, now kiss the cross, and in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and ask him whatever you want. Next night we will ask Santa Teresa, Saint Teresa, or any other saint, Saint Anthony, and whatever cross in your mind. The next night we'll ask the angels. Next night the Virgin Mary, and so on. But one night we had no one else to ask. I ran out of saints. So I said, Fatima, now we're going to ask God. And she said, okay, now who is God? Who is God? I said, is the one who created you, who created me, and he is forever and ever. So she was pondering. She was thinking about those words. And to my explanation, then I brought my cross again. I said, now thank God. I mean, I was bringing the cross. And she looked at the cross, and she said, Mama, who is this? I said, this is God. He's the Son of God. Astaghfirullah. Then she told me, but you just told me a minute ago that God is forever. How come this one is dead? And I never in my whole life realized that fact. She asked me, where does this God come from? I said, well, it comes from the womb of Mary, of the Virgin Mary. She said, oh, so he was born sometime before. I said, well, yes. But then she said, you told me that he's forever, and he never died, and he's never born. It was contradictory. She started to tear apart my Christianity. And I saw her and said, how can I make her believe in this? At that time, when Fatima started me to ask me many questions about the Virgin Mary, how come you told me that God is alone, has the power alone, and you ask the Virgin Mary, and you ask the angels, do they have power? I said, well, let me think about it. You know, it's something that you were raised on in this belief. And in Mexico, we are like all Catholic. I mean, most of the people is Catholic. You never really think of the power of the submission, total submission only to Allah. You never think of that. At that time, I said, there is no complete peace in my Christianity. It's gone. It's gone forever. I mean, I don't find any truthness in it. After that, I felt this emptiness in my heart. So I started to do the dua, the praising to God. And I said, please, God, in my words, in Spanish, God, you are the one who listens, who always listens. Please, who do I have to follow to come to you direct? Christianity or the Muslims? Then it was like about 3 years before, in the three Ramadans before, that few days before that Ramadan, I had a dream. I had a dream that changed my life totally. I dreamed that I saw myself wearing the white hijab with the white dress. And I saw myself looking myself like a Muslim. And I was in a small white room. And I look at my both sides, and I have my two daughters holded by my both hands and my sides. And they were wearing the same white dress that I was wearing, the white hijab. I came back to my consciousness, and this was the Adhan of Fajr. And at that time, I said myself consciously, full awake, Allahu Akbar. I was totally sure. I was 100% sure that God has answered my question. What is the right way, the only right way to come to God? Islam. Right now, I'm so thankful that God has made me Muslim.